Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Sharon. And let's take a selfie!
If you say so.
Yuck.
Okay, lovely. What are you doing? We need to teach.
Wait, now I have to think of what hashtags to use.
Well, don't you just, like, put it on Facebook or something and that's it?
No, you have to use hashtags so people can find it.
Okay.
What could we use? Like hashtag teaching, hashtag learning in English, hashtag work,
hashtag is this necessary?
I didn't know that one. Oh, wait, that's not even a real hashtag.
Look, I'm not really familiar with all this modern social media stuff, okay?
In that case, you need to pay attention as we read through today's article. It's all about how to use hashtags on your Instagram photos.
Okay.
How to hashtag your Instagram photos.
You take a cool picture and can't wait to post it to Instagram. But wait, what hashtag will you use? Here are some of the top hashtags for you. Hashtag TBT. This hashtag means Throwback Thursday. Thursday is the busiest day for many people. They don't have time to take new photos. So, it's common for people to post old photos on that day. Show off one of your favorite old photos with this hashtag. Hashtag BFF. Do you want to post a photo of you and your best friend? If so, show them some love by posting it with the hashtag BFF. This means best friends forever. Make some funny faces with your BFF too.
Word power.
Cool. Cool. The black jacket looked really cool, so Brett decided to buy it. The black jacket looked really cool, so Brett decided to buy it. Use, 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 used, used. Karen used a ruler to draw a straight line on her paper. Karen used a ruler to draw a straight line on her paper. Love, love. Matthew has a lot of love for his family. He's very close to them. Matthew has a lot of love for his family. He's very close to them. Face, face. Tina washes her face every night before she goes to bed. Tina washes her face every night before she goes to bed.
So the article starts by saying you take a cool picture, like you just did, and can't wait to post it to Instagram. So let's start by explaining the word cool, C-O-O-L, cool. It's an adjective and it's today's first word power word. Here, cool means fashionable or attractive. It can also just mean like great, good, awesome. Here's an example. The black jacket looked really cool, so Brett decided to buy it. The black jacket looked really cool, so Brett decided to buy it.
Cool 就是 cool, 所以刚刚的例句就是那件黑色夹克看起来很 cool, 因此 Brett 决定把它买下来。那大家有听过 too cool for school,、太酷了以至于不能去学校这句话吗？这个其实是一个化妆品牌的名称哦。 那我们在口语里面呢也常常直接讲 cool 或是 sounds cool 来敷衍别人、不对来表达啊好啊不错的意思不过啊要注意的是 cool 这个字其实原本的意思是指凉凉的 So it's cooler under the tree 就是树下比较阴凉的意思哦
Okay, so we've got a cool photo and you can't wait to post it. If you can't wait for something or can't wait to do something, you want it to happen as soon as possible because it's really exciting.
Like it can't wait to see the script coming to Taiwan. 我实在等不及看 The Script 首创乐团来台湾办演唱会啦。那 can't wait 除了加 to 原 V 以外可以加 for 名词。比如说我也可以说 I can't wait for the script's concert 就是我实在等不及首创乐团的音乐会啦 And I'm excited about posting these pictures too
So yeah, we're talking about posting your picture These days, the verb post, P-O-S-T, post means to upload, U-P-L-O-A-D, uploadOr put a picture, video, a link, or something else on your social media site. So,
yeah.
take a photo and put it on Facebook, put it on Instagram, and so on. That is to post it.
Yeah. 我们常说的 po 文啊 po 照片啊 the po 就是 post 这个字来的哦。那 post 就展示给别人看的意思，所以和 upload 有的时候有一点点不太一样的意思哦。比方说，我可以说 I uploaded the pictures, but I didn't post them.、Mm. 就是我把照片上传了，但是我没有 po 出来。那另外呢 ，post 这个字除了张贴以外，也可以指邮政或是邮报，像是邮局就是 post office， 中国邮报就是 China Post。
Okay, so now we've got the picture on Instagram. Then what? The article says, but wait, what hashtag will you use? Which is just what Sharon was asking earlier. So the hashtag symbol on phones and keyboards is the one that looks like a little box.Four lines that cross. Sometimes、yeah. it's called the pound sign.
Pound
might,
sign.
Yeah, it's another word, for, another name for it. So a hashtag is also, as a thing, it's a word or words that come after a hashtag symbol, and they make it easy for people to find photos and other things on social media by searching.、
Yep.
So they're pretty common on Instagram,、mm-hmm. on Twitter,Facebook as well, and probably other places.
Yeah, I think they're very, very useful. Hashtag 原来是指井字键，那后来也指井字键后面所标注的东西哦。那这些标注可以让我们为照片下标题啦、分类啦，让人更好搜寻到你的照片。说到符号啊 ，hashtag 也可以叫做 pound sign。比如说，我们常在电话里面听到的，如要留言，请按井字键。To leave a message, press pound.
Mm-hmm.
那星号咧 press star.
Yep. Now in that sentence, we also saw the verb use, U-S-E, use, and that is our next word power word. To use means to do something using or do something with a machine, a tool, a skill, a method, or something else like that in order to complete a job or to achieve a result. Here's an example. Karen used a ruler to draw a straight line on her paper. Karen used a ruler to draw a straight line on her paper.
Use 就是动词使用的意思那它的三态呢是 use, used, used 所以刚刚派老师提到的例句就是 Karen 用尺在她的纸上画上一条直线那 use 也可以当名词常使用的方法呢就是 make use of 就是利用的意思 So we should make good use of our time, shouldn't we?、
Mm-hmm.
我们应该要好好利用时间 And I think we should make good use of hashtags too
Yep, and here's how Our article says Here are some of the top hashtags for you
Cool 刚刚的那个 here is 或者是 here are 就是这里有什么东西的意思。比方说呢，如果你在餐厅打工，比方说在餐厅吃饭的时候，如果店员端上了你的汉堡 hamburger 的时候，他可能会说 here is your hamburger。那有关 here 倒装句用法，我们就来看 magic box， 听老师为我们讲解一下喽。
Magic box， 找亮点。
结合帅气性感于一身，武功高强，无论谁都可以逼他吐出真言，挖出你心里最底层的秘密。没错，就是我，黑寡妇。我知道你们都很羡慕我，是不是很想知道我怎么练得这身功夫以及这么高超的话术啊？ Well, here are some tips for you. OK, 我刚刚用了一个很高超的 here 倒装句的句型，大家有没有发现呢？那通常我们看到 here 这个地方副词会摆在句中啊，或是句尾，像是 I'm standing right here, 我就站在这。 Oh, my friend is here, 哎，我朋友来了。诸如此类常见的用法哦。不过呢，今天够特别吧？当你把 here 变成句首的时候，其实啊，它也是行得通，也是很好用的哦。像我一开始所说的 ，here are some tips for you， 这里呢有些诀窍要传授给你啦。那当你把地方副词放在这个句首的时候，只要记住这个动词啊必须放在助词的前面，就形成这样一个倒装句啦。那 here are。二呢，就是我们句中的动词，放在句中助词 some tips 的前面，哎，是不是很简单呢？所以你说，要怎么练得这身功夫吗？哎，因为啊，每天呢、啊，我都会找我的师傅这锻炼了8小时以上，这个斯巴达的教育，这真的不是普通人能做得到的，好吗？你们还是放弃吧。Oh no, here comes my master. I think he wants to say hi to you guys.But, 不好意思啊，师傅，我觉得现在可能不太方便了。I'm sorry, guys. 我觉得师傅可能老了啦，搞不太清楚状况了。那同学们，注意到我刚刚说的句子吗 ？Here comes my master. 主词 my master 前面放了 comes 这个动词，是不是就也用了我们今天的 here 倒装句呢？另外啊，同学们要特别特别的小心哦。如果今天句子中的主词为代名词的话，可就不能倒装咯。那刚刚的 here comes my master 来举个例好了。如果呢，今天我把这个 my master 用代名词 he 来代替，句子呢则是会变成 here he comes。哎，把这个 here 加上代名词，加上动词这个句构，这时候呢是不需要倒装的哦。同学们要特别的区分清楚啊。其实还有很多厉害的招数我没有教给你们，但是只要你们有心自己来找我，我就可以考虑看看了。那跟各位复习一下刚刚的句型哦。当你把这个地方副词 here 放在句首的时候，只要记住动词必须放在助词的前面，就形成了一个倒装句咯。那如果助词是代名词的话，哎，则万万不可倒装哦。好了，其实啊，跟大家说个秘密，我手上这本就是我所有的秘籍。Here is my secret book. 想要拿到它可不是那么容易。先过我生再说吧。
所以啦，文章接下来就要提供给我们一些热门 hashtags 哦。So, what are they then?
Well, the first one is hashtag TBT. And the article says this hashtag means throwback Thursday.
Ah.
The word throwback means something that looks to the past or that has the appearance of something from the past.
I actually never heard of that.
What?
Hashtag before.
Throwback Thursdays? Yeah.
No, I know this one. I'm quite out of time. 最热门的 hashtag 其中一个就是 throwback Thursday.那 throw 这个字呢，我们可以说 throw a ball 或是 throw the trash， 它是丢的意思。所以 throw the ball 就是丢球， throw the trash 就是丢垃圾。那 throwback 是什么呢？就是往后丢，也就是回顾的意思。So if I post a picture of my last vacation in France, it will be a throwback.
Yeah, 如果我上次
去法国玩的照片，那就是一个 throwback 哦。
Yeah, throwbacks often go back even further, as we'll see as we explain this hashtag. Our article says, Thursday is the busiest day for many people.
Not for me, though. 原来星期四啊，是大多数人最忙的一天。那 busy 这个字就是忙的意思。 比较忙就是 busier, B-U-S-I-E-R。那最忙就是 busiest, B-U-S-I-E-S-T。
So next, the article says, they, busy people, don't have time to take new photos.
Yeah, that makes sense. 因为大多数人都太忙，他们才没有美国时间拍新的照片咧。
And we also see that, so it's common for people to post old photos on that day.
Oh, I get it. 所以旧照重po在星期四就是很常见的咯。那 common 在这里就是平常或是常见的意思。所以我们也可以说 throwbacks are common on Thursdays.
Yep, and here's how you can use hashtag TBT. The article says, show off one of your favorite old photos with this hashtag. To show off means to get attention for something that's new or great and let many people see it.
Yeah, 所以我们该怎么使用这个 hashtag 呢？文章告诉我们 show off, 你要 show off 你自己的时候就可以用这个 hashtag 咯。那 show 就是秀的意思， show off 就是秀出来或者也有炫耀的意思。所以刚刚的句子就是你要秀出一张你最喜欢的旧照并且用上这个 hashtag 就可以咯。那句子用原形动词 show 开头就表示它是一个祈使句，用来指导我们该怎么做哦。
All right, well, let's move on to our next hashtag, which is hashtag BFF.
Oh, my favorite one.
Yeah, no, as you can probably guess, and as our article says, do you want to post a photo of you and your best friend?
I do, of course. 我当然会想要 po 我和我最好的朋友的照片咯。
Yeah, of course you do. And as the article says, if so, show them some love by posting it with the hashtag, hashtag BFF.Now, the word love, L-O-V-E, love, here is being used as a noun, and it's our next word power word. So love as a noun is the feeling of liking and caring for someone, such as a member of your family or a close friend. Here's an example. Matthew has a lot of love for his family. He's very close to them. Matthew has a lot of love for his family. He's very close to them.
Love 就是名词爱或者喜爱的意思。那刚刚例句就是 Matthew 对家人非常的有爱，他和他们很亲近，不好意思。So, to be in love with something 就是爱上某一个事物。所以你可以说 I'm in love with the shape of you, 就是我爱上你的形状啦。
Not mine, anyway. Here's more about hashtag BFF.This means, of course, best friend or friends forever. Forever means until the end of time. We generally just use it to mean a very long time or all of our lives, rather than until the end of the universe. Now make sure you always spell it as one word, forever, not two words, for and ever. It's all one.
Yeah, exactly.BFF 就是永远最好的朋友的意思 Best friend forever Best 是最好的也就是 good 这个字的最高级那它的比较级呢就是 better B-E-T-T-E-R 那 forever 就是永远通常是指一生的那种永远而不是整个宇宙终结那种永远但如果你想要强调真的永远永远的话你可以说 forever and ever and ever 但是要注意啦 forever 是一个字哦中间没有 space 没有空格哦
So day one of the article finishes by saying make some funny faces with your BFF too Now that sentence used the word face F-A-C-E face and the meaning is a little different here, not just your face. So let's go to our word power word section to see why. So normally your face is the front part of your head right here where your eyes, nose and mouth are. In the article we saw we're using face, make a face, meaning to do something with your face, like something like that. Here's an example sentence just for face. Tina washes her face every night before she goes to bed. Tina washes her face every night before she goes to bed.
Yeah, me too. I wash my face when I wake up in the morning too.
Same.
So face 就是脸的意思，所以 Facebook 就是脸书啦。那刚刚派老师说的 make funny face 就是做一些鬼脸啊之类的。那 wash your face 就是洗脸的意思，所以刚刚的例句就是 Tina 每天晚上睡觉前都会洗个脸啦。That brings us to the end of the article, so now it's time for today's wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, well, we're going to do some hashtag TBT, Throwback Thursday, of our own. We've got some old photos here from both of us. So let's try and think of other hashtags we could use.
Okay.
So there is a picture of Sharon. Okay,
yeah.
Very interesting.
That was pretty a long time ago.
Okay, now what hashtags could we use there? Hashtag China? Okay, what else?
Perhaps hashtag Empress?
Yeah, hashtag, is that the Forbidden City?
Well, I guess.
Hashtag Palace?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Hashtag
Authority or hashtag Chinese Queen?
Yeah, hashtag Big Smile, if that's a hashtag.
Yeah, it's really Big Smile.
Okay, well, let's try one of mine. This is from about 4 or 5 years ago. I'll try and get it nice and close.
So cute.
Yeah. That's so hashtag TBT. What else? I think hashtag Hobbit or...
Oh, so it's a Hobbit.
Hobbit Ren.
I thought you were dressing up like someone who's going to Hogwarts.
No,
like,
I'm definitely a Hobbit. So hashtag Hobbit, hashtag little person, maybe.
Yeah, hashtag nice hair.
Yes, I did have nice hair back then. Hashtag Tolkien, maybe, the writer who did The Hobbit.
Yeah, hashtag Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag Frodo or something. To be fair, I'm more like hashtag Sam. I think that's more me. Yeah. Okay, well, that's how we can use different hashtags to label some of our photos. In this case, some hashtag TBT. And that's all the time we have to today, but come back tomorrow and see more hashtags.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sharon.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
How to hashtag your Instagram photos.
You take a cool picture and can't wait to post it to Instagram. But wait, what hashtag will you use? Here are some of the top hashtags for you. Hashtag TBT. This hashtag means Throwback Thursday. Thursday is the busiest day for many people. They don't have time to take new photos, so it's common for people to post old photos on that day. Show off one of your favorite old photos with this hashtag. Hashtag BFF. Do you want to post a photo of you and your best friend? If so, show them some love by posting it with the hashtag BFF. This means best friends forever. Make some funny faces with your BFF too. Cool. Cool. The black jacket looked really cool, so Brett decided to buy it. The black jacket looked really cool, so Brett decided to buy it. Use, 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 used, used. Karen used a ruler to draw a straight line on her paper. Karen used a ruler to draw a straight line on her paper. Love, love. Matthew has a lot of love for his family. He's very close to them. Matthew has a lot of love for his family. He's very close to them. Face, face. Tina washes her face every night before she goes to bed. Tina washes her face every night before she goes to bed.